Nolte, former rock star Bruce Springsteen turns concert into three-hour anti-Trump lecture. By John Nolte on April 1, 2026. Former rock star Bruce Springsteen turned a sold-out rock concert in Minneapolis, Minnesota, into a three-hour political lecture. What's most striking about these quotes is not that they are divisive and dishonest, although they are that, but that it's all platitudes, empty slogans, and thoughtless talking points. We are living through some very dark times. Our American values that have sustained us for 250 years are being challenged as never before. We've got our young men and women's lives at risk in an unconstitutional and illegal war. We are here in celebration and defense of our American ideals. Democracy, our Constitution and our sacred American promise. The America that I love, the America that I've written about for 50 years, that's been a beacon of hope and liberty around the world, is currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, racist, reckless, and treasonous administration. The richest men in America have abandoned the world's poorest children through death and disease, through their dismantling of U.S. aid. We are abandoning NATO and the world order that's kept us safe and at global peace for 80 years. Our museums are being told to whitewash American history of any unpleasant or inconvenient facts like the full history of the brutality of slavery. You want to talk about snowflakes? We have a president who can't handle the truth. While working Americans struggle, our president and his family enrich themselves by billions of dollars training on the People's Office in corruption unmatched in American history. To many, we are no longer looked upon as an often imperfect but strong defender of democracy standing for the global good. We are no longer the land of the free and the home of the brave. We are now, to many, America the reckless, unpredictable, predatory rogue nation. That is this administration's and this president's legacy. So many of our elected leaders have failed us that this American tragedy can only be stopped by the American people. So join us and let's fight for the America that we love. And on and on and on he went like this, like your lesbian aunt who shows up uninvited at a family wedding, for 3 freaking hours. Springsteen intends to do this through May 27 on this 20-stop anti-Trump tour. It's also cynical. Here's a guy who betrayed his working-class fans to become an elitist, who saw his movie rejected by the public at the box office. So this is all the 76-year-old billionaire has left to feel relevant and get even richer. Charge empty-headed leftists hundreds of dollars for tickets to a show where he shouts out applause lines for 3 hours, where he affirms them for 3 hours by saying nothing. Never in a million years did I expect an artist of Springsteen's caliber to become this kind of a punchline and parody of himself. Throughout his career, his music and concert monologues were universal in their approach and appeal. Of course, he was political, but he was always thoughtful in the way he expressed himself and never divisive. Today, he's running around on stage ranting against President Trump with name-calling and insults. And, let's fight for the America that we love. What a clown.